I didn't have anything clever.
That's all right. I didn't realize that it was ending that fast.
Yeah. Well, there was nothing clever. I have no clever.
I has no clevers.
No, nothing clever.
No, so can I say it on the post show?
Yeah.
So I don't
But
think
not in the recorded show. But I do want to say, I feel like saying the show sucks during the show actually brings the show down and takes away from the show. When you're if you're listening to your favorite podcast and they say, "Oh my God, this show is sucking." I don't know. If the hosts themselves are saying the show sucks, don't you feel like that kind of, you may not have even been thinking that. You may have been listening and laughing and going, oh, they're a little bit hectic today, whatever. But, you know, but if the hosts themselves go, oh, this is sucking. I mean, I feel like then you're like, oh, yeah, they're right. I don't think we should say it on the show.
Adam.
Yeah.
Will you pay me $1.69 million to never do a podcast again?
No. Well, I don't have one. You know what? What if someone, okay, Daniel, though, tell me this. What if someone legitimately told you that? What would you do?
Legitimately told me what?
They said, I will give you $1.69 million, but you can never do YouTube, podcast, stage, anything where you are video or voice on a thing with an audience. Would you take that?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
I don't think I would, because I like attention. Like, I think I'd be like, you mean I can never talk in a microphone? Like, I can never have an audience ever again? I don't know. I mean, it had to be, I mean, that's not even a lot of money, really, nowadays. I have a good paying job, so that I hate, but, you know.
So, for those of you who don't know, we were talking about, this is something that happened on an episode of Hacks. There was this misogynistic club comedian that was introducing Gene Smart's character. And they got into a fight. And it was a very cleverly written fight, but it was basically, she pointed out that if she walks away from it, then he wins, and people are thinking about her on his terms. And then if she engages with him, then it just basically makes the entire show about him. He gets to set the agenda for the show instead of her doing her own show. And so her way out of it was to say, look, I'll pay you. She said, what would it take for you to just never do this again, to just never fucking do your show ever again, just to never step foot in a comedy club ever again? And he was just like, $69 million. Ha, ha, ha. And then she said, you know what? I don't have that, but I'll pay you $1.69 million if you promise that you'll never do your routine or you'll never perform in a comedy club ever again. So it was funny. It was good.
And she said, no podcast, no stage, no nothing. You can never perform again. He took it. Oh, spoiler alert. I haven't watched it.
All right. Don't need to. Yeah. You don't need to watch Hacks.
Oh, you don't need to watch Hacks now, but
you can just skip
I don't
that.
Think I would take it. I mean, I don't know.
It would really depend on what it was. Like, if it was just podcasts, like if I wasn't, you know, oh, you just can't do podcasts. Yeah, I would probably take it for that, as long as I could still do something else. As long as I can make stupid Apple loops on my keyboard or, you know, whatever. Would I have to give up TikTok, Adam?
I mean, but what she said is basically no performing. Like, anything would count. Anything where you have an audience, you're on a stage, you're on a microphone. So she was like, anything. He couldn't do a YouTube channel. He couldn't do a, I have one of these stupid coffin flies flying around. I see it.
Why don't you just confess that you killed Missy Witt?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, you know, I did not kill Missy Witt, but is her body in the foundation of my home? I don't know.
But it's possible.
She's from this area. There's no way to know for sure.
She was killed right about the time that your foundation was being built. They could have just dumped her body in there.
I don't know.
You don't know when she died? I mean, we could find that out pretty quickly here, right? So, When did Missy quit?
I think it was way before. I think it was 5 or 6 years ago.
You better hope.
More.
You better hope. I can't even Google her. Well, oh, I'm on Bing. That's why.
Well, you can't Google on Bing, Daniel. Of course not.
W-H-I-T-T?
I think it's W-I-T-T. But maybe. There may be an H. A silent H.
No, you were right. W-I-T-T. 1995.
Oh, yeah. So it was a while ago. No, no, no. My foundation was way after.
Oh, that. I mean, they found her body.
Did they?
Yeah. They just don't know how she died.
Okay. Well, then I'm good. They've buried her. She's been properly buried in a cemetery. We're good.
We didn't find her body for 45 days. January 13th, 1995 was when we found her body. Witt's body was discovered by two trappers hunting bear near Turner's Bend in the Ozark National Forest.
I mean, I'm going to say somebody killed her, probably.
Well, yeah. That's usually what happens when they find her dead body.
Somebody killed her and she's now dead.
But a can of soup, you can really put some power into that, right?
Well, I did drink.
You did, and I don't think it helped. I think it was me. I think I was off. I feel very low energy tonight. I shouldn't. I'm sorry. I don't know why.
That's a Donald Trumpism too. You were just talking about Donald Trump or you just played a Donald Trump clip, and didn't he say low energy.
It's the Ozarks. She could have died of boredom, says our executive producer. Oh, what are you talking about? Have you not watched Ozark on Netflix? That is anything but boring.
Is Ozark based in Missouri, or where is it based? It's not based in Arkansas.
No, it's not.
But there are Ozark Mountains in Arkansas. It's very pretty.
Ozark is based on the Lake of the Ozarks, which is up. Is that Missouri?
Oh, it's in Missouri, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Actually, we talked about Mayor of Easttown.
Yes.
And I'm watching that currently. I was just actually I was watching episode 5 before we began this evening. Mm-hmm. I still have 10 minutes left of episode 5.
Oh, I'm sorry that our podcast interrupted your busy viewing schedule.
Well, so Mark went bowling, mm-hmm. and I had to eat on my own. And we always watch a TV show when we're eating, but it took me too long to go get the food, and I didn't have enough time to finish a complete show.
So you could have watched like a 30-minute show, but that's usually when I just watch YouTube videos when I don't have enough time. Here's my one thought though about the teardrop is it could not be a permanent solution.
Why?
So see, more? All right. I mean, my plan, at least, is this. My plan is to get a camper, make sure that I can do everything that I can do at home in the camper. So record a podcast, do business calls, do everything like that. Like I can just like everything that I could do at my house, I could do in my camper. And when I have that set up and working, then we can take a really long trip. Right, we can just take off 5 Fridays in a row instead of taking a week-long vacation and actually have a 5-week road trip where we work out of the camper Monday through Thursday, and then we travel and have fun.
Well, you need an RV type situation.
No, you don't. You can have a trailer.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you need
There's nothing you could do. And the only difference between an RV and a fifth wheel is the RV has its own engine. That's the only difference.
Yeah, but okay. But I mean, something the size of an RV. You need like a couple of desk spaces so both you and Zach can have a laptop.
Yeah, exactly.
You need a kitchenette. You need a bed.
Well, we don't need a kitchenette. We do need a bed. Because keep in mind, we usually camp in campgrounds that have showers. So it's like we don't need to cook or to take showers. Like there's usually a restaurant and there's usually showers. But aside from that, I mean, you can't get an RV without, or a trailer without cooking stuff unless you go really small. So that's fine. No. I'm resigned to that. It's like, fine. Yes, an F-150 will not.
I would be all for that, but Mark does not like road trips.
Right. All right. So our executive producer is pointing out that an F-150 will not pull a fifth wheel. That is correct. I would never get a fifth wheel because those are just fucking huge. Those are like, 48 feet and 9 feet tall, and they're crazy huge, and you have to try to get them around. Oh, anyway, I don't want anything that big.
Apparently, so Lamont is saying Nicole from Nowhere is currently restoring an old travel trailer.
I did not know that. But let me complete what I'm trying to say. So
please do.
Keep in mind, we're not transferring over to a camper full time. We're just wanting to be able to take longer trips. So if we wanted to take a trip out to between here and Las Vegas and see things in between and take our time getting out there and driving back, that would be something we'd do. It would just be like a 5-week period of time that we would build up to. We wouldn't start there. We'd start with maybe taking a week, and we'd start with, let's go up and see if we can work from the Smoky Mountains. Like, let's go up there and see if we can work for a couple of days. So
I
we'll
feel like that's on a list of signs you're getting old.
Okay, fine. But my point that I'm trying to get to, Adam, is that I can't start there because there's so many things. Like, to get a camper that we would need to do that, and I could do that expensive with just a regular 19-foot camper, that's fine. What I realized is that those bunkhouse versions that have bunk beds in the back of the trailers, if I take the bunk beds out, that's actually another room that I could make into an office. So it's like I could put computer stuff in that, and then the other person could work on the dinette. So it's like one person could work in the dinette in the main open area, and then the other person could be in the room. And the only time that we need privacy is when we're making conference calls, which we both do, but we don't do all day long. So it's just a case. So you could even make that bunkhouse the thing that you go to make a conference call, so that you're not. But then other than that, I can work outside. I can work on the dinette. I can work, in the shade. I can sit on a hammock, whatever. I can work wherever. So, but did I make my point? I don't remember if I made my point or not. My point is that
I think your point is
here's what I'm running into. Yeah, I need to start small. But one of the other things that has to be taken into account is pets. Like, we need to be able to take our pets with us. Like, we can't leave our pets for 5 weeks or, whatever. So while I love the teardrop trailers, I would never be able to take a cat with me in a teardrop trailer because litter box, and they can't get out. So they'd have to stay in the trailer all the time. And it's a small area and it would be sad, Whereas if we were in a larger, like a 19 or 20 foot trailer, then, they have places to run and you have a place to put their litter box, and they have places to sleep, and they can look out the windows, and you're there with them, and, blah, blah, blah. So,
right. I'm all for it. I would love to have some type of trailer, and Mark and I take, weeks long trips where we can work, or whatever.
I mean, but that's a dream. I think realistically,
he doesn't like road trips.
Right. Realistically, over the next couple of years.
So
really all we want to do in the next couple of years is be able to go to different campgrounds. So there's some down in South Florida. There's some up in the Smoky Mountains. There's some in Key West. There's some that we've seen on these other places that are really cute campgrounds. There's like, I would love to go there. Like up in the mountains. It's like not just gay campgrounds, but regular campgrounds. And so that is something we could do over a long weekend or whatever. And you could have someone watch the cat, and you could just take your little teardrop and go up and be good. So that's, I think, where we're going to go. But then we're going to an RV show next week. So there's every possibility that
you're going to come home with an RV.
Yeah, I'm going to come home with like a tour, $300,000 tour class A motorhome that I have nowhere to put, and takes, gets like 6 miles to the gallon, and it takes 116,000 gallons of gas.
I live in an area that must be very popular with the retirees and the baby boomers that like to get RVs and travel around, because there are so many houses in this area that have RV garages.
the 2020 was the largest volume sales of RVs ever in the United States. So like the, during the COVID vaccine, when all you could do was go out and camp by yourself because everything was closed down, the RV sales like went through the roof. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
But even, but even before COVID, people have built huge, massive, I mean, there are tons of them around here. You can't.
Yeah.
I could walk out of my front.
I see them all around here too. Yeah.
And see big RV garage. And it's just a huge, like a two-story looking garage just for an RV.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Yep.
So it's very, so people build garages for their RVs.
Yeah. But then my biggest fear with a motorized RV is like Larry Vader bought one and then spent thousands of dollars and just days and days of lost time and fun because the engine wouldn't work or this thing blew or that thing blew. And it's like, it's one of those, that's why I'm more interested in the trailer because I want the engine in the car to be separate from the place. Like there's very little that can go wrong in a camper other than weather things like leaks and stuff like that. It's like, there's very little else that can go wrong in a camper, right? There's not an engine that you have to put oil in and stuff like that. There's wiring and stuff that if it gets wet, you know, is but other than structural stuff, a camper, you know, the trailer is just not a motor.
Also,
I can't talk.
We have lots of RV sales. Literally 5 minutes from my house, there's an RV dealership or whatever you call them. There's a place that I could go buy an RV.
Yeah. Don't go there, Adam. Don't go there. You'll just end up with one.
And there are more than one dealership. I guess, are they called dealerships?
See,
I don't know.
Yeah, they're dealerships. See, if I get a teardrop camper, I could just drive to Arkansas.
You could.
I could park in your driveway.
Well, but you could, I mean, you could, we have guest bedrooms.
No, I'd park in your driveway. And I'd stay out there in your driveway.
We have two guest bedrooms, although only one has a bed in it. But you and Zach sleep together, I assume. So yeah. I think you'd be fine. Yeah.
But our teardrop is air conditioned, Adam. I mean, we'd need to plug into your house, but it's air conditioned. So
well, we have a big backyard too. You could pull it. Well, our gate's not big enough, but our backyard is big enough, but our gate's not. So
yeah, actually I was looking on this map. Now I'm going to commit this sin. Have you ever done this? Committed
I don't know what you're going to say.
The map sin where you like, you look at two points on a map and you're like, oh, those aren't that far apart. And you know, in reality, they're like thousands of miles apart.
Oh, I can tell you, you're about 20 hours.
Oh, no, not me. As I mentioned before, my Zach's dad moved from Illinois to the Lake of the Ozarks. So he's in.
That's still probably about 20 hours.
Is it? See, that's what I was because we go up there to, you know, we're in Missouri.
Somewhere between 15 and 20 hours, I would say.
So how far from your place to Springfield is how far?
2 hours.
Oh, well then why are you saying it's 20 hours?
Well, we're 15 hours from Destin, Florida. So I would think.
No, I'm saying when every December.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying how long of a drive is it from your house to Springfield or
the
Ozarks?
No. So we have a rental car. So we stay in St. Louis and then we basically drive up to see his mom who's in Taylorville, Illinois. And then we drive down to see his dad who's at the Lake of the Ozarks. We do that over a couple of days, but we stay in St. Louis because it's mid ground between the two. So, so we're driving down. I want to say it's Osage Beach.
Osage.
Oh, okay. Osage Beach. And then, so the directors, let's see, to your place, which is.
We're 5 hours and 5.5 hours from St. Louis. But we're 2 hours from Springfield.
Toot Uncommon. What's your place called? Taunty Town. Taunty. How do I spell that?
T-O-N-T-I-T-O-W-N.
Ah, there it is. Taunty Town, Arkansas. Let's see. So that is a 3.5 hour drive. All I was saying is, Adam, maybe when we're there in December seeing his dad, we could maybe meet you in Springfield
Oh, we could do that too, but I'd love you to see the house.
Oh, that's true. I'd have to see it. But that's three, that's 7 hours. You know what? If I could figure out a clever flight plan where I like, we flew into St. Louis.
Drive 3 hours.
What?
One way, spend the night, have dinner, whatever. I mean, yeah, we can meet you, but you won't get to see the house or
No, you're making sense now. So I was thinking maybe if I fly into St. Louis, but I fly out of Fayetteville, like return to Tampa out of Fayetteville, you know what I'm saying? Split the airline.
You could do that. We have a,
cause that way we could just return the car because we would be going back to St. Louis, which is 5 hours from you.
St. Louis is 5.5 hours.
Yeah. So
5 hours.
That would be our drive back to catch our plane. And the only thing we would be doing in St. Louis would be catching a plane. So it would make sense if we flew into St. Louis, went up to see his mom in that place, Taylorville.
Well, either way, we should see each other. Right. I go to St. Louis once a month.
Then we drove down to Osage Beach to see his dad. And then we drove down and saw you and Mark. And so we would basically... You know, we'd stay a night at his mom's, we'd stay a night at his dad's, we'd stay a night at your place, and then fly out of Fayetteville to go back home.
Yeah, you could do that. We have a lovely guest bed that no one ever uses. And
then I could see if the Whataburgers in Arkansas
are different. I've said this a million times. I love Whataburger. I'm not saying it's the best in the world.
Hey, I ate at Whataburger with you. I like Whataburger.
And it also varies greatly because you can get a bad Whataburger. I mean,
well, that's what I wanted to see. I wanted to go and see if the Whataburgers in Arkansas were just way better
than
the one that we ate at when we were on our big fatty road trip. Where did we stopped
was
at?
Was that in Alabama?
Yeah, it could have been in Alabama.
Or somewhere. I don't recall.
We or did we not have a...
I don't remember how good it was. I don't remember.
Did we have a banjo on our knee?
No.
Then it was not Alabama. Okay, so...
No. But as we know, I've now crowned Denny's Smash Burger.
Yeah, the greatest...
Oh, not Smash Burger. What's it called?
Smash Mouth?
No, it's... Whatever it is, there's a Denny's burger that I've crowned as being better than a Whataburger. What a burger. Denny's, I think that's why people think I'm saying water.
Smash.
Because I say Whataburger. And I think people want me to say what?
A Slam burger.
Yeah. It's got an egg, hash browns.
Let's see.
Some bacon.
That's right, Denny's. In an effort to try as many burger varieties as possible, it was time to try a Denny's burger.
Also, I'll tell you another burger that's good that I've had recently.
It's a hand-pressed beef patty with hash browns, bacon, egg cooked to your liking, and a cheesy sauce between a sesame seed bun.
Yeah, and you have to get the egg either over... easy or sunny side up. You need a runny yolk.
Poached. I would go poached.
I don't know if they... Okay. Yeah. I don't know if that's an option, but I know they say to your liking, but I'm not sure that they list poached one of the things you can...
But yeah,
get.
I would definitely want to... Yeah. If you don't get the yolk, then you're missing the whole point of it.
You have to get the yolk.
That would be like having an Eggs Benedict with a hard yolk. Just not no bueno.
The other burger that I found, you know, I mean, look, I like any burger except Burger King. Ugh.
Wait, what exactly do you have against Burger King?
That nasty chemically, they call it a flame grilled taste. I think they put some liquid smoke on there or something.
It's a flame broiled Whopper.
Flame whatever. I do not like that. Oh, it is not a good taste.
I mean, the flames are real. There's just the
no, but
you're
I
correct.
They add some
you're correct. They add liquid
something.
Smoke to it because it's not a charcoal fire that things it's, are. It's a propane fire that they're like rolling over. So it's like, yeah, they are flame broiled, but really... When was the last time that you like had a burger and thought to yourself, you know, it would make this burger better if I broiled it? It's just like imagine taking a hamburger patty out of the refrigerator, a hamburger patty that you'd already cooked. And you're thinking to yourself, all right, how do I return this hamburger to its former glory so that I can have it on a bun? the first thing that popped in your mind wouldn't be to put it in the oven on broil, right? This is going to make the top part hot and the inside will still be cold.
Flavor.
No, I know. I get that. You're missing my point.
No, your point is you wouldn't normally broil a burger anyway, is your point. I get that.
That's my point.
But broiling a burger doesn't give it that horrible chemically taste that Burger King.
That's probably due to the pink slime in the meat. But
they say they don't do it. They say they don't. I feel like they say they don't do liquid smoke. But I have had a burger on an actual charcoal grill, and it tastes nothing like a Burger King burger. Nothing.
Yeah.
Like, there is some.
I love how you say like actual charcoal grill. Like that's a big, like I cook on charcoal all the time.
Look, I don't want to brag or anything, but you know,
You have a sous vide.
I've had a charcoal grilled burger and it tastes nothing like a Burger King burger. They're nasty.
I feel like maybe we're just missing tonight, Adam. We're just misfiring because there was something else earlier that you were taking very literal. Oh, the four-legged woman. You were taking the four-legged woman thing very literal. The joke was that they actually published the famous four-legged woman died or whatever.
No, it's just like sometimes, Daniel, the joke is not entirely funny. I get that you're trying to make a joke.
Hold on. There's a riddle in the chat room. There's a riddle in the chat room. What do the dead little girl from Poltergeist and I have in common right now? You're both staring at a TV with static on it?
Spitting up peas?
No, that's The Exorcist. That's
Isn't it Poltergeist?
No, Poltergeist. She didn't spit up peas. That was Exorcist.
I don't know. I don't think I've seen one of them.
Oh, we're back. I didn't even... Like, if you had typed that phrase in the chat room and asked me what movie it was from, I would be like, what? That's just like, that's from Haunted Mansion or something, right? And it's like, I would not have remembered that it was from Poltergeist, a movie which I saw one time.
You know, I don't think I've seen Poltergeist or Exorcist, either
one. Here's the thing. You know
I've
what?
I've seen clips.
For a good portion of my life, like, people would say, did you see this movie? And I would be like, yeah. And then I realized, as I get older, when someone asks you if you've seen a movie, they mean like, have you watched this movie six times and like memorized every single part of it? It's just because the level of detail that I'm about to hit you with requires that.
I'll tell you this. I only watch movies one time.
Ever?
Yes.
You've never watched a movie twice?
No, I wouldn't say that, but I don't care how good the movie is. Once I've seen it, like, I don't need to see it again.
Ever?
No, ever.
So then, but I just said, so that means you've never watched the same movie twice?
Not on purpose. If it was on in the background at someone's house on Thanksgiving.
See, this is weird to me. This is weird to me because I not only watch movies more than one time. I mean, not right after each other. I mean, but I watch movies a lot. I mean, repeating movies a lot. I also reread books and books that I really liked. Like I love
I have. I have done that.
It's like I loved Harry Potter. And so I would reread all the books before the next one came out. So it was like, if I knew that like volume 5 was coming out in June of the next year, I would start rereading volume, 1, 2, 3 so that I was fresh in my mind when I got volume 5.
I will say this. I don't really like movies. I like TV shows.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I don't hate movies. Like, I watch movies, but if I had to rank movie versus TV,
yeah,
I prefer television shows.
Okay.
And so watching a movie one time is enough for me. I've seen it. I don't need to see it again. Like, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So Auntie Scott says short attention span, but I would argue TV shows go on much longer than movies. So I don't think that means short attention span.
I mean, modern TV shows, yeah. That is something new shows over the last decade. But I feel that
I like a long, like 10, 15, 20 hour TV show, you know, that I can really.
And I get, all right, I know this wasn't the argument that you were making, but I do understand that sentiment, because I have often felt like after I've been exposed to some really long form of entertainment, i.e., you know, binge watching 3 seasons of a show back to back to back to back to back and experiencing the entire story without like forgetting things week to week and truly appreciating like a huge piece of work. I also, after that experience, if I watch a movie, I'll walk away from it going like, wow, they were really rushing. They were just like trying to shove everything down my throat all at once. Like they really weren't, you know, they were just shouting a story at me, like somebody recapping something that had happened, because I just experienced this new way of a, you know, storytelling, which was much longer and more detailed. And then in the movie, you can only get what you can cover in a couple hours, right? So you're trying to hit as many points, but you're just kind of shouting along the way. So
yeah. So Joe asks in the chat room, you rewatch Golden Girls, right, Adam? Yeah, but I will rewatch a television show, but I won't rewatch a movie on purpose. Like but again, I'm saying I think it's because I don't get as much enjoyment out of movies as I do television shows. So I will go back and rewatch a television show.
Hold on, I'm getting a question in the chat room from Joe in Dallas. Daniel, are you watching Legendary? Is that the thing on HBO Max? I like saw an ad for it and it looked like, oh God, someone's trying to do a ripoff of Pose. Is it good? Cause I hadn't heard anything about it. So I was assuming that it was kind of a watered down version of Pose maybe. Yes. Yes, it is yes, it is good. I've had a few drinks, Joe and Dallas. You're going to have to be more specific as to what you're saying yes to.
But look, I want to clarify, because I know Auntie Scott loves movies and I understand that.
Only black and white ones.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But I want to clarify. I think nowadays television shows are just as good as movies. They put in just as much effort, writing, you know, CGI, you know, editing, all of that stuff. I mean, I think the quality of television shows has greatly improved.
Yes, they have.
So what I'm saying is I like the long form content.
Yeah. And I feel like we're getting closer and closer to some kind of mid ground on that, because really when you look at it, like blockbuster movies nowadays are topping 2 hours and 45 minutes. Avengers Endgame came at just shy of 3 hours.
Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The Justice League, the 4 hour cut of Justice League. Yeah.
But I liked it.
I feel like there's like movies are getting longer and then television shows are getting shorter, because now I watch a show on Netflix or whatever and it's a 10 episode. It's like, instead of it being 20 episodes, which was already down from when they used to be 40 episodes, it's like, I feel like TV shows are getting shorter and shorter and movies are getting longer and longer. Eventually, we're just going to realize that like the perfect entertainment nugget is like 7 hours or something like that. And it's just like,
well, it's interesting because in England, most of their TV series are about 7 episodes. But I love a 24 episode, like, you know me, I like procedurals, so like I like a big long episode.
I was glad to hear that you were sick of doctor shows the other day though.
Oh my God, so many people die. It's sad. It's just sad every week. It's like somebody
I feel like LA Law was on for like 10 years in the 80s, and it's like I feel like they covered every legal situation that I could ever think of.
Well, I love law shows. I mean, I don't care, but
I know Joe and Dallas. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Joe and Dallas in the chat room is pointing out that Loki starts next week, and I'd forgotten that.
Oh.
I had forgotten that because I was super excited this morning when I was looking at an article and I saw that Raya and the Last Dragon, whatever the Disney Plus one that you had to pay for previously is now free on Disney Plus. So if you have Disney Plus, you can now watch Raya and the Last Dragon.
Maybe Mark and I'll watch that.
I heard it was good. Like, I paid for Cruella. So I paid for Cruella last week because Zach is really into 101 Dalmatians. So we watched that. It was pretty good. And then we're absolutely paying for Black Widow when it comes out in July. So that's...
What was I going
to say? It's just cheaper. Like, for us to go to a nice theater is about $40. So it's like, for us to pay $30 and be able to watch it at home is cheaper. So it's just like, oh,
I mean, I don't care about that, but I'll go to it.
Adam, you built, you built an entire room with an 85-inch television and overstuffed chairs.
I didn't build an entire room. I had the studio had a lot more room left.
You outfitted an entire room.
I needed to put something else in this room. So I put the 85-inch TV, although Gary says, oh, that doesn't look very big. It is 85 inches, however. What was I going to say? Because I literally was going to say something, and then you talked a lot, and I lost what I was going to say. But
we were talking about going to movie theaters as opposed to watching at home.
Yeah, but I think it was even before that. But bottom line is, I like television shows more than I like movies. And I know there was something interesting I was going to say. Oh, yeah, yes. I know what I was going to say.
What?
We're watching MasterChef Australia right now.
Yes, that you illegally torrented.
Shh. But guess how many episodes are in one season?
In Australia?
In Australia, yep.
I don't know. Like, is it a competition?
It's a competition show. MasterChef is a competition show.
I mean,
show.
Then those go on longer than 8 episodes, right? Because they have to eliminate people. So I would like 13, 14 episodes? I don't know.
No.
No?
61 episodes.
61 episodes.
61 episodes in one season of MasterChef Australia.
Is it daily?
I don't know. I mean, maybe 3 or 4 days a week. I'm not really sure, but it's, I mean, we downloaded the episodes, so I don't know how they air it, but it, like in the US, MasterChef is probably a normal 20, 24 episodes, something like that.
All right,
that.
But let's be honest. This is Australia. This is Australia.
Episodes.
Like, what's going on so great entertainment-wise in Australia? Nothing. They have nothing. It's like they have the marsupial channel and then they have 7 hours of MasterChef. That's the, maybe Australia has already learned that 7 hours is the perfect length.
In the US, there'll be it's a very common format where they'll have a quick challenge.
Yes.
And then they'll have a longer one.
Yes.
And so each episode will have a quick challenge and then a longer one. And then they'll, get rid of somebody each episode. In Australia,
yes,
the quick challenge will be one episode, but then the top four of that one will get their own episode where they get to compete for an immunity badge.
Oh, so these are just long episodes. These are, they're just stretching out.
Yeah. And then the bottom three we'll have to compete again in another episode, and one of them goes home. So they send two people home.
Right.
But it's over the course of 2 episodes. Mm-hmm. 61 episodes.
Right. I mean, but they probably film them all at once. It's like,
well, yeah, of course.
That's all one day. So 3 whole episodes of this is one day of filming.
Oh, so Auntie Scott is saying, my short attention span comment rings true. You can stop after 1 or 2 hours if you want.
No, that's
the TV show.
Half
or half an hour if you want. You can watch 3 or 50. With a movie, you're stuck for a full 2 hours. See,
how can you call yourself a good cook when you were just like 1 or 2 hours? It's just like saw one half. It's just like, what does this call for? It calls for 1 or 2 cups of flour. It calls for 1 or 2 cups of sugar.
This was context, Daniel. We weren't talking about cooking. But anyway, I would argue against what you just said, Auntie Scott, because I will sit there on a Saturday and spend 10 to 15 hours watching a television show and finishing the entire series. Mm-hmm. So I think it has nothing to do with attention span. I really enjoy when I buy books. I don't know. Maybe arguing with you is fun, but when I buy a book, I love a book that's like 500 or 600 pages or more. The longer, the better. Like
can I offer up this hypotenuse?
I like in-depth character story. I like to know everything.
Okay. Can I offer up this hypotenuse? I know it's hypothesis. I'm being clear.
Yeah, I know.
It seems to me you like longer books and you like longer form TV shows. Like you like, well, I know you like procedural shows, but you you like episodic TV shows.
I like to
as well.
Get to know the characters.
Right. Yeah. And it seems to me that really episodic TV is the same concept as a book with chapters as opposed to a 2-hour lecture. So I feel like what it is that mentally you have a stopping place. It's like, okay, I can watch this half hour show. And then at the end of that half hour, I can decide whether I want to continue to watch or not. Whereas if I watch a half hour of a movie, I don't get the option to think, oh, well, I don't want to watch anymore. So I have to keep watching because there's no natural breaking points. And it's one of those, I feel like maybe it's just the way that it's organized. So I feel like maybe Scott's onto something here. It is an attention span thing, but the fact that you can watch a longer form thing just means that, oh, you're enjoying it. And so you're reaffirming it every, half hour. But you have that mental security of knowing that you're going to ask yourself every half hour, do I want to continue or not? As opposed to, oh, this is 3 hours. Like, would you watch a 7-hour movie? Like if it was like Dune, 7-hour movie. Like, would you choose that to watch? Or if there was an episode, if there was a TV show that was broken into 7 episodes called Dune.
Well, okay. Let's put it a different way. I don't know. I really don't know the answer to that question. I mean, maybe you're onto something, but maybe. Mm-hmm. Because when they do television shows.
Yes.
Usually you get sort of a cliffhanger.
Yes.
At the end of each episode, where you want to know what is going to happen and you want to continue on.
Yes.
So maybe the reason I can sit there and watch 15 episodes of one television show is because when I get to that cliffhanger, I really want to know what's going to happen.
Right.
And that entices me to do the next episode.
Yep.
Whereas with a movie, they're just... I mean, you're stuck on this short attention span thing.
For those of you listening on level 13, Auntie Scott is now resorted to typing in all caps, short attention span.
I'm telling you, I prefer a 500 to 700 page book. How is that a short attention span? Like the longer, the better for me. But maybe the way they organize the television shows to try to entice you to go to the next episode is part of that. But with a book, it's not because, books don't have cliffhangers in each chapter. And I love a long book, a long fantasy book. Love it. The longer, the better. Bigger, longer, uncut. Love it. I don't know. But I mean, look, there are movies that I enjoy. I'm just saying, if you were to ask me, I'm more of a TV person than a movie person. That's it. So Auntie Scott is asking, how long is each reading session? I mean, that depends. I've read for hours and hours and hours, but it depends on how much time I have. But reading, usually if I'm really engrossed in a book, I'll read for hours, like way more than a movie. I love to read, but the only problem with reading it, and I have to read a book.
Snipe.
Like audiobooks don't do it for me.
Snipe. Snipe.
And
Severus.
And if I'm really enjoying the book, I'll go 4 or 5 hours sometimes. But I fall asleep. That's the only problem with that.
Severus Snape.
Dumbledore.
Snape.
Ron.
Snape.
Ron.
Severus
Weasley.
Snape.
Ron.
Snape.
Ron.
Severus Snape.
Dumbledore.
Ron. Snape.
Ron.
Severus
Snape. Dumbledore.
I don't even know why you were just talking about books made you think of Harry Potter.
What?
I mean, I don't even know why that made you think of that. Okay.
Because I rewatched, I reread the books, Harry Potter, and I was.
My favorite all time book series.
Yes.
Is The Wheel of Time by Robert Jordan. It's a fantasy series.
Yes.
There are 14 books.
Okay, so break it down to me in why should it pitch it to me? Why should I read The Wheel of Time?
Well, let me just tell you the book that I've got in my little hands, grubby hands.
Yes.
Is 1,252 pages.
It is a paperback.
It's a paperback. And there are 14 books in this series. And when I would get one of these books, I would read it every waking moment until I finished the book. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, I would sleep, you know, and I have to work. I have a job.
So tell me about The Wheel of Time. Tell me about The Wheel of Time.
I mean, it's pretty typical. I can't really give a sales pitch. I just love it. But I would say, so there's a group of women.
Yes.
That have one side of the power. And there's men that have another side of the power. It's like yin and yang. Mm-hmm. But men haven't been outlawed from using power because they go crazy. I don't know why they go crazy. There's some taint. Okay. On their half of the power.
Men have taints. Yes.
Yeah. There's a taint. And so, but this group called Aes Sedai is what they're called. They have a tower where they train young girls who are gifted. And there's a prophecy that one guy is going to come along who is going to save the world from whatever, from oblivion. And so the whole story, the 14 books, is about finding that person when he's a young guy, training him, going through all of these various trials and tribulations until the end of the world where he has to save and he's going crazy through this whole process because the male half of the power is tainted. And so these women are trying to work, you know, teach him how to use his powers and everything. And I don't know. I just love it. It's so good. The author actually died before the series was finished.
Oh.
And they got another guy, a Mormon. I don't know why that's relevant. But they got another guy, Brandon Sanderson, to finish the series based on the notes.
Probably because Mormons are really good at making up stories.
Maybe.
Go ahead.
I love it. And yeah, it's really good. But
okay. I thought that my dungeon master a long time ago had said that he ripped a bunch of his stuff off from the Wheel of Time series. And none of us had ever read it. So we have no way of knowing. If he was
well, I mean, I can't. It's been a while since I've read it, but I can't get into detail. But it was basically a bunch of women who are really powerful, and I don't know why it has to be a man that's going to be the savior of the world, but it is. And they find this person, and they go through all this trouble to find him when he's really young, mm-hmm. train him, yada yada yada, mm-hmm. you know, et cetera, and then he. You know, saves the world, basically.
Well, there you go. Saves the world.
And he becomes really powerful. And he also goes crazy because the male side of the power makes them crazy.
Okay.
Is tainted.
Tainted so, love.
It's so good, though. Like, if you tainted like fantasy love. Books and you've never read The Wheel
Don't
of Time.
Bet me, please.
You have you to read it. They're making an Amazon Prime. I don't know if it's going to be any good.
Yes.
But they're making an Amazon Prime
Wheel of Time.
Wheel of Time series.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you think about Amazon buying MGM? You know what? I shouldn't ask you this. I should ask Auntie Scott this because on the next Elvis, because he's in that business, Adam.
And Rosamund Pike is playing Moraine Damodred.
Now, was Rosamund Pike the one that refused to get up and give her seat to the white man?
That's Rosa Parks.
Rosamund Parks.
No, Rosamund Pike, I don't know what she's been in. She's been in other things. But she plays Moraine. Moiraine.
Yes.
And it's the main character, the female main character of the Wheel of Time series.
Now, do you have any interest in Dune? Because you know that there's a movie coming out with Timothy Chalamet.
I mean, I'm more of a, Dune is more of a sci-fi. And I'm really, really a fantasy person, like magic, you know, like I want there to be magic. But I have seen like the old Dune movie. Mm-hmm. And I'm interested to see it. I'm interested
because it'll
to
be
see
on
it, but
HBO
I'm more
Max.
Of a fantasy person.
Yeah, it'll be on HBO Max same day. So you don't have to pay to see it.
I like powers. I like people to have magical powers. I really enjoy that.
Like Harry Potter.
Yeah, I really enjoy Harry Potter. Although, here's what happened with Harry Potter. I read probably half of the Harry Potter books.
Yeah.
And the movies started coming out. And I felt like once I had watched the movie that I didn't know it need to go back and read the book.
Au contraire.
So I didn't finish reading the books.
No, there was so much cut out of the. I mean, the movie has to summarize a book, has to summarize a 1,000-page book in 2 hours. So it can't do it.
But again, you remember I said earlier that I hardly ever rewatch things. Mm-hmm. Once I know the outcome, I'm much less likely to.
But why doesn't this apply to TV shows? Because you rewatch TV shows.
Only occasionally, only like Golden Girls or like, you know, something, maybe X-Files. Like something.
See, I do that too. Like if a new season, like there's a, when the new season of Ted Lasso was announced, I like rewatching season one of Ted Lasso right now to like refresh my memory of what, I remember I loved it when I first watched it, but I don't know that I had time to really soak it in and understand what it was saying. So that's why I watch things more than once. Cause I'm like, I really enjoyed that the first time. I wonder what I missed in my enjoyment of this. I wonder what I missed. And I always, without fail, I always see something new in the second time that I rewatch something.
I don't know. I'm just a very busy person. So Auntie Scott asked if I,
you're a very busy person who does a podcast 5 days a week where you bitch about how you have nothing to watch.
Have I read the Dark Tower series by Stephen King?
Yes.
You know, I've heard of the Dark Tower series, but I have never read it, nor have I read The Stand. I have read a couple of Stephen King books in my life, but I haven't read either one of those. Isn't the Dark Tower like a Western, though? Isn't he like a gunslinger type person or something? I know there's some fantasy aspect of it, but is Daniel telling me he's walking away or he's getting a book from Michelle?
I have to go pee. I'm right back.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah, I should read it. I love reading, but it is harder nowadays to find time to read because the only time really to do it is like at bedtime and then I fall asleep. But I love reading. I really do love reading. And I have a book series that I'm currently reading, but it's only like when we go on vacation when I can find time. No, I love reading. I can read, but it's finding because Mark and I spend a lot of time together. And when you're reading, you're not really spending time together. You can't like he doesn't read. So if I'm trying to read and he's watching TV, that doesn't really work. So normally we watch a lot of TV because we're spending time together. You know, we're sitting together on the couch, we're watching a television show, whatever. And so I find less time to read because I'm spending that with Mark. And when he goes to sleep, I could read at night, but I'm in bed and I get sleepy. But I do love reading though. Thank you. Thank you very much.
What did I miss? What did I miss?
Nothing. Well, you pee really quick.
Quickly.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, but I am currently, I really like Terry Good. Look, and I'm not going to, he is not a good author. I'm just going to say this right now, but I really enjoy Terry Goodkind, the whole universe that he's built with the, Sword of Truth series. And I'm reading a couple of books from him right now. I'm not going to say they're, you know, good books, but I just am invested in his world that he's built. And so I enjoy, you know, revisiting those characters, but I wouldn't say it's, you know, good literature or anything like that. But I'm reading a book. I'm finishing a series from Terry Goodkind right now, but only when I have time to read. The other thing I really enjoy reading is, and I don't know any other authors that do this, but I like legal fiction, legal stuff. And so I really like John Grisham books. Like where it's courtroom battles, stuff like that. Yeah. Oh, and that, books by Drew O'Brien as well. Actually, Drew's books don't fall into genres that I generally, you know, read, but I do have his book.
Well, there you go. The last book. I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
Oh, they require. Yes, they were. Drew's books require a long attention span. And as Auntie Scott has decided, I have a short one apparently. So,
yeah,
I don't know how I both have a short attention span and I love the longer the better in both books and television series.
But I think I pointed it out because you can break them into smaller chunks. So they're not a huge monolithic thing stretching out before you. They're a series of smaller things that you know you're going to like.
I mean, maybe. Because, I've never thought of myself as having a short attention span, though.
No, but you think about it, like the books usually, I mean, not usually, but a lot of times, well, I guess that means usually. Anyway.
If I enjoy a book,
many
though,
times,
I will go days other right. than eating and sleeping.
But what I'm saying is
I'm
many
reading.
Times a chapter in a book denotes a shift in the point of view. So it's like many
it
times.
Does, yeah.
So it's like, oh, I read this story about this guy and now I'm reading about this person. But that last chapter kind of left you on a cliffhanger. And so you have to keep reading to find out so you can get back to that one to find out what's going on with him.
So, oh, yeah. And in the Wheel of Time series, generally you will switch characters' viewpoints between chapters.
Oh, yeah. The Expanse so is like that. Yeah. The title of each chapter in Expanse is basically the character's name that you're going to, you know, chapter 14.
So
Holden.
I want to call out that Lamont Cranston in the chat room said, are Drew's books out on audio? And Auntie Scott says, sadly, no. And I just want to call out, if only Drew knew someone who was a voiceover professional that could read his books. I know that's challenging to find someone that is a voiceover professional that could read his books. But if only he knew someone, then he might be able to get them released as audiobooks.
I have a feeling there's probably a contract involved, like with his publisher or whatever, that he just can't go off and make his own audiobook. That'd be my guess.
I think the answer is in front of us in the chat room. I'm too fucking lazy.
I mean,
is what Auntie Scott says.
You know, Auntie Scott could record it, and he probably knows a couple of people that are good at editing. That
Auntie Scott even did
could edit
around
it for
Halloween.
Him.
Around Halloween, Auntie Scott did entire audiobook length Halloween stories that he voiced for his previous podcast, and yet he can't find the time to read his beloved's book that blood, sweat, and tears went into.
Blood. I knew that there was that menstruation in that book.
No, it was actual blood. He Drew bleeds into a, he uses a quill, you know, one of those quill pens. He bleeds into it. I mean, he really puts his blood.
You know, there was a Kiss comic book back in the 80s where they went down to the ink place where they were printing comic books, and they dumped a quart of their blood into the ink so that every issue of Kiss magazine had blood from the performers in it.
I mean, did that really happen, or is that a myth?
That was a story that Kiss told back in the 80s, and that was just like Ozzy Osbourne biting a head off of a bat or whatever. These were all just things that were told, and the publicist snatched onto them and didn't deny them. And
I'm not Cyclone says I should audition. No, look, I'm not a voiceover person. Never have
really?
I claimed to be.
Who is always?
Never have I claimed to be.
Who
one.
Is always at the end of that Darn Elvis? What is what? Oh, who
I
does
noticed,
the stinger?
I have noticed that recently. It's been me the past two or three times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who is it? I wonder that does the stinger.
Well, that's me, but I'm not a professional. I'm only amateur.
Mm-hmm.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Well, actually, you know, he has a point.
Auntie
he has
Scott
a point.
Loves
Can you
my
do,
voice because it sounds like it's still changing.
It does. Like if you don't see you, it does sound like a, you know, a 16, 17 year old, like someone is just like going in there breaking their voice. Can you sound more excited though when you say things like, you know, this show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network, you know, like you're a kid, like you're excited about it.
Maybe I have throat cancer, Auntie Scott, and that's why I sound like I have lots of breaks and cracks. That's what I've thought. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe I have a big tumor in my throat.
A tumor.
And I'm going to die any day now. I'm going to fall over dead. Can I sound more excited?
Now, I mean, I know that you...
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
What are you talking about? Like... Am I lagging? Like, did I just, I kind of sworn I said that.
You said, can I sound
I know, but I said that like 10
excited.
Minutes ago, I thought.
Yeah,
it's
but
like,
I was finishing thoughts.
And then you're looking down and you're like no. going like more excited. And I'm looking in the chat room going, no one typed that. What did I miss? Oh my God. Has time slowed down and I said something and I'm in like in a different continuum than Adam? Because I feel like I said that comment like 10, 20 minutes ago.
You said it about 3 minutes ago, if I was guessing, and I was multitasking, which no one is good at. And so I got to it a few minutes after you said it. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
No, that's not excited. That sounds like you're making up a voice.
What if that's how I sound when I'm excited?
It's not, because I know you and I know how you sound when you're excited.
Well, okay. You and I can disagree. We can agree to I'm me. What? Oh, no. Joe in Dallas is asking if we abandon the hosting thing. Here's the, I mean, in theory, no, I didn't abandon it, but, you know how I said earlier that I start things and then I don't finish them? It's kind of one of those scenarios, but we could still do it. The problem was here's a very technical thing. I mean, not super technical, but for most of you people, yes, very technical.
You people.
WordPress, what I was hoping, so we use WordPress now for the pride48.com website. And my hope was that I could set up a WordPress multi-site, and then when someone wanted to do a new podcast, I could just create a new site for them and include the correct plugin, which there's a WordPress plugin that I use to release all the podcasts that I do called PowerPress. And it got complicated. And I didn't give up, but I kind of...
just like a Facebook status, people.
I shelved it.
It was complicated.
I shelved it. But but it's not that it's necessarily going away. And it may be something that we do in the future, but I haven't been able to get it set up as well.
I would say at this point in time, there are plenty of free hosting solutions. Anchor is completely free. Like, so it's, there's a lot of free hosting solutions.
And that's true as well.
Like, we didn't have those.
People would use it.
We didn't have those before, right?
But it would be, well, I mean, Plano is, so Joe in Dallas is saying, I hate to reply to the chat room without reading what they're saying. For those
please,
people who
please
are,
read
does
it.
Does anyone listen to the pre and post show? Do we know that? Do we have numbers?
I don't know. You know what? I do get occasional. I get a message from Tim in Alaska who says, I just heard on the pre-show, blah, 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 blah. And I think he called you Dr. Hating Adam. Let's see. What was it?
So are we? Yeah, I don't like doctors. So are we saying that people who listen to the pre and post have long attention spans and people who only listen to the main show have short attention spans?
Oh, that's true. That's true. Auntie Scott the other day was listening to our post show when I heard it in the background when I was when we started recording Elvis. So,
well, I mean, he loves me, so he's going to listen to anything that I'm. Although I haven't gotten any, have I gotten any geeky gay comments from Auntie Scott recently?
Yes. What are you talking about?
Was that when he was asking
you? Yes. He was asking you how many calories are in a cracker or how many points are in a Ritz cracker.
Oh, yeah. I thought I'd made up that recipe too. I was like, oh my God, ricotta, garlic stuffed olive, and Ritz cracker. Perfect. It's an hors d'oeuvre. It's, you know, I'm not eating fast food. And then I Googled it and Ritz literally has a recipe on their website. It's like, dude, I'm like, I made it up. It was all me, baby.
It was all about me.
It's so good. You know what? So Auntie Scott is saying he loves ricotta as well. I mean, look, I've had ricotta before, but in things, you know, at a restaurant or whatever, but I don't know that I've ever bought ricotta. And so I had a recipe for throwing down and I needed ricotta. Now, I will say this. I needed ricotta salata, which apparently is different than ricotta. Now, I didn't know that. Also, I had limited choices. There was no ricotta salata. There was only ricotta. I was like, you know what? I'm going to splurge and I'm going to get whole milk ricotta. And so I made the recipe.
Yes.
And it says crumble the ricotta salata over the rice or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't crumble this shit. It's like in a tub. It's like wet.
It's already crumbled.
So I just kind of plopped it on top of it. You know, I was like, oh, that must be some other kind of ricotta that we don't have here in Arkansas. So anyway, so I did that and it was so good. And then I was like, well, we've got this whole tub. I mean, well, I didn't use very much of it and it tastes really good. So now I need to use this. So thus the Ritz crackers, you know.
Hold on.
Very good though.
There's a lot of stuff to unpack in this Joe and Dallas comment in the chat room. I'm in pre-production of a show that I can do and pre-record without doing recordings every week. I have the retail and work is a bitch on a regular schedule.
Oh, lasagna. Yeah, I could do.
I love that we're having two completely different conversations in the chat room. I'm trying to ask what is he, what
we were talking about is Pride 48 ever going to host.
No, but I'm saying
podcasts.
Joe and Dallas is going to do a show.
He wants to do a show. Yeah.
Well then do a show, Joe and Dallas.
He was hoping that Pride 48 would be able to host his show because at one point I said I had a goal to start off.
But in the meantime, you could go to anchor.fm. It's free.
That's true.
Anchor.fm, and you can start uploading yours, and then you would be.
Look,
if you didn't want to set up a website, which I suggest you don't, then you're just anchor.fm/Joe and Dallas or whatever the name of your show is. What's the name of your show, Joe? I want to know what the name of Joe and Dallas show is.
I do want to say I'm not saying we will never do it. I'm just saying don't wait on us.
Everything's bigger in Dallas. Is that the name of the show?
Because we all know that I start things and don't finish them. So, and like Daniel said, I mean, we host on Anchor. Now, my own personal journal podcast, I self-host.
Joey Does Dallas. I like that. That's a good name.
Using WordPress.
Oh, you know what? It's Joe and Dallas, it's not crap. I mean, Mix Minus is on there. It's what happened was, is when I set up the Elvis account on Anchor, I uploaded an episode zero that was just our theme song. Like, it was just to make sure that the feeds were working and everything, which I should not have done, because even though it is Creative Commons music, the Anchor like said, oh, this is 3 minutes of music. This isn't a podcast. You're trying to just publish music. And so they basically told us that we couldn't set up we're not here to support music podcasts, blah, blah, blah. And so, sorry. And they shut down our account. And it was one of those.
Oh, I didn't know they did that.
Yeah. It was one of those. I talked about it on this show, but anyway, the point is I needed to get the feed out that night.
I don't listen to this show.
Yeah. I needed to get the feed out that night. So I basically just went with another service that I just paid for because I needed to get it done. But, yeah.
Where are you guys at? Are you guys on Libsyn or something?
No, we're on Podbean.
Oh, okay.
Podbean. But so Anchor does not suck, Joe and Dallas. Just don't post your theme song as a episode zero without it was totally my fault. It's like I didn't need to post an episode zero. I was just testing things and yeah. So it was just
Cyclone just said the Naked Chef was good back in the day. How is that anywhere related to anything we've just said? I always used to think so the Naked Chef Sonia? Is what's his name? What's his name?
What I don't know. Name? Was he naked?
No. There was a show called The Naked Chef, and it was a British guy, and his name. I ate at one of his restaurants when I was in England.
Why don't you just Google
recently?
It?
And his name is because I know him. I know who he is.
I can't
think of his name.
Why isn't his name here? It's just like, it's the Naked, Jamie Oliver.
Yeah.
Jamie Oliver.
He was cute back in the day. I mean, he's not as cute now, but I mean, everybody gets older. It happens.
Everybody gets older and older and older and older and so, older still.
I just don't know where that came from, but The Bear Naked Chef was good back in the day.
Yeah. It was an actual bear that cooked. Mm. It was like a Russian show bear, but he had bigger ambitions. So he set
Auntie
up
Scott wants us to wait to say anything interesting until he's back. He's getting a refill.
Set up a food truck in Southern California.
I would like to argue that we never say anything interesting.
It was called Little Bobo's, and you could get the best Rugula at whatever the name was I just made
Rugula?
Up.
Yeah. Rugula?
Yeah, Rugula. He was Jewish. He was a Jewish bear. He was a Jewish Russian bear.
Explain to me what Rugula is.
Rugula is a, so it's like a, it's like if you were to take a pastry, but you know, like one of those Danish like pastries that you get at the hotel bar, you know, the hotel breakfast bar, you know what I'm talking about? Those little circular and they have the daub of cherry in the middle or the daub of apple in the middle. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Really? It's if you were to take one of those, compress it down to like a nugget, like the size of a peanut butter stuffed pretzel, and just kind of made it look like a calzone where just the dough overlaid the button in the middle of the fruit.
I don't like fruit. And I don't like, well, okay.
Beer coasters with jelly. No, I was describing Rugula. I think I got Rugula right. Did I get Rugula right?
I don't know what Rugula is.
Did you really lose the ability to Google things? You could just
I'm not typing. We're doing a post show. I'm just sitting here. I'm going to need to get another Diet Mountain Dew soon, but
yes.
I'm not typing things.
You,
also,
but you could easily. You could just
I could
Google what is rugula? And it's a Jewish dessert.
Have I ever, in the time that you've known me, don't I just ask you questions and you Google it?
Rugula. See?
Isn't it how this recipe works?
See how you have
works?
Like, it's like a little croissant wrapped around some fruit, right? But it's a flaky pastry wrapped around fruit, but they're small. They're very small. These are like, you know.
I'm not a big fruit person.
Now we're repeating the conversation.
We are. Yeah. We are. But no, I was going to expound on that. Mm-hmm. I do like jelly on a biscuit, which is fruit. But I don't like fruit. Okay. Like, for instance, if you make a perfectly good cake, and then you want to put some raspberry fucking like something in the middle. Ugh. No, I don't need any fruit in there. Give me some buttercream. Give me some whatever. I don't want any fruit. I can't. Your laugh. I can't see you. I just see Rugula. You're sharing your screen and I just see Rugula, but you're. And look. I don't need any fruit. All these British people, when you watch like the Great British Baking Show, and they want to put fucking fruit in everything. I don't need any fruit.
Mm-hmm. World's got enough fruit.
I'll take some grape jelly on a biscuit. That's fine.
You know that's fruit, right? You know that's fruit.
Yeah, but it's reduced. They added a lot of sugar. They take all the seeds out of it. You know, mm-hmm. It's basically not fruit at that point.
You don't like apple pie?
No, not really.
Really?
I mean, I'll eat it, but I don't love it.
You don't like banana cream pie?
Oh, no.
Coconut cream pie?
I don't like bananas. No, I like chocolate cream pie. I don't need any fruit.
Chocolate's not a fruit. Well, I mean, cocoa is a plant, so I...
Now, when I'm on Weight Watchers, I will eat grapefruit. I'll eat green apple slices. I put salt on them.
Yeah.
I don't love it, but occasionally when I want something sweet.
Can you have cheese? I would put cheddar cheese on the apple slices.
No, there's a lot of points in cheese. Oh. It's very fattening. So I'll do a Granny Smith. I'll cut it up. I don't love it, though.
You know what I do? You know what?
I'm on Weight Watchers.
You know what I've been doing for lunch?
No, I don't. Tell me.
I've been taking bell peppers, cutting them in half, and then putting tuna fish inside the bell pepper.
Oh, you told me that. Yeah, I do know that.
And for the longest time, I was spreading cream cheese on the bottom of the bell pepper before I put the tuna fish in. And then I realized, why don't I just put the damn cream cheese in the tuna salad to start with? So now I don't have as many steps. I tell you, it's delicious. And it's a good source of vitamin C, Adam.
Try some ricotta in there.
I could.
Might be good.
I've been putting Swiss on top of it, but...
I mean, when I'm doing the diet, I can't do all of that because I'm not doing keto. Keto does not work for me because...
That's fine.
I need carbs. I cannot do a diet that limits anything. Other than if there was a diet that said you can eat everything except seafood, I'd be fine with that.
Watermelon and yellow mustard. Trust me on this. It is so good.
But other than that,
I saw this one, Joe and Dallas.
I'm sorry. Like these diets where they're like, you can eat everything but dips. And then I'm like, I want that thing that you're telling me I can't eat.
Have you ever had yellow mustard on a watermelon?
No, I do salt.
Well, I mean, everybody does salt.
I'm not a big fan of watermelon. Well, again, I don't love fruit, but I like watermelon flavored things, the chemically watermelon flavoring, but I don't really like watermelon.
There you go.
But if I was going to do it, I would have salt. Also, right, yeah. It must be seedless.
Must be seedless.
It must. I will not. Seedless. I will not eat a watermelon.
You will walk out if there are seeds.
I mean, I don't walk out, but I won't eat it. These people that put the whole thing in their mouth and then somehow do this miraculous thing where they eat the watermelon and somehow conserve the seeds over in their cheek or something and then spit them. I don't know how they do that. It's magic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. First of all, I don't want to eat seeds.
Right.
And I don't want them in there. Also, I don't want bones in my meat. I want boneless, skinless. right. whatever it is yeah. that I'm eating.
Like sous vide, I don't you deal want with boneless, it. Skinless sous vide meat. That's what you want.
Yeah, with no fruit.
In fact, I think that should be
what?
I couldn't think of what to call it. A side hustle? What do you call your making money and stuff?
Side hustle.
Yeah.
That's what you call it.
I think you should write a book called whatever I just said that was funny. What did I say that was funny? Something about seedless.
Have you ever said anything that was funny?
I don't think so.
What did you say that was funny?
Anyway, I thought that should be the title of it. Yeah, don't eat seeds. Don't eat watermelon seeds. Don't ever eat watermelon seeds. Like that should be.
One of my friends told me one time that if you eat the seeds, that you'll have little watermelon plants that grow in your stomach.
Right, and you believed them.
Well, no, I didn't, but.
Mommy, I have a stomachache. There's a watermelon plant growing in my. You know what? Those watermelons grow fast. Because.
Oh, I know. It's,
between
if you
here,
want to start a garden.
Yeah, between here and my mom's house, there are strawberry fields. And then, you know, strawberry season ends really late here because winter. And so it ends like the first week of March. But by mid-April, they were picking watermelons on those same fields. They had just gone out and planted watermelons. And I'm like, that was only like
the
a few weeks.
The easiest thing I know of, and I'm sure there are easier things, but when I was a teenager, I used to grow a garden.
Yeah.
And the things that, what would grow the best were any squashes or melons.
Yeah.
Anything like in the gourd / melon family.
Anything fuckable, basically.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sure.
And what you want to do for those types of fruits and veggies,
yes,
is you want to mix a little sand in with your soil. They like a sandy soil.
Well, then that makes sense that they would grow here in Florida because we got sand galore, man.
And they grow. Yeah, they do grow really fast.
Sand galore was my stripper name in the 90s. I just wanted to get that out of there before Scott jumped on that.
I mean, good.
I have a funny kumquat story. I've probably told this before, so
who
it's probably
has
not
a funny,
that funny.
Who? What? How does so? Who? You have a funny kumquat story? Like, what?
I do.
That is so. Is that like a party trick for you? Like, hey guys, I have a funny kumquat story.
That Cyclone in the chat room said no kumquats allowed when we were talking about fruit early. And I have a funny kumquat story.
Okay.
Just thought I'd let you know.
Are you going to tell the kumquat?
Oh, would you like me to? Because you didn't seem that you were very interested in my.
I don't know how you could make a kumquat funny.
Well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you.
Yeah, tell me.
I bought this house up in North Tampa. And when I bought the house, I was aware of the fact that in the backyard there was a kumquat tree. Now, I am not a fan of
kumquats. Do they look like little tomatoes?
No, like if like the size of cherry tomatoes, but they have orange, but imagine that with an orange peel instead of tomato skin.
And the seeds look almost like tomato seeds as well,
yeah.
right? Except they're sweet.
Right. Okay. So anyway, the point is that there's a kumquat tree in the backyard and
You seem to, when you buy houses,
get fruit trees in the backyard.
They seem to have fruit
it
trees.
It is, you know,
common.
It's Florida. That is a very common thing in Florida. But so the kumquat tree in the backyard. And when we got the house, the kumquats had just started to come in. And they were ripe. They were ready to eat. And I took one off and I bit on it. And it was
Did a neighbor come over and say, hey,
the previous owners. I wish they would have. But no, it was the most disgusting thing I'd ever tasted. It was horrible. It was just like, it was the worst, like most bitter, rancid tasting thing ever in the history of the world. And a few days later, my mom had come over to see the new house and she's like, oh, you've got a kumquat tree in the backyard. And yeah, but don't eat them because they're gross. I don't know what, there's something crazy about that kumquat tree. It's just gross. And, oh, that's not it. And she goes out and she picks like a kumquat and puts it in her mouth and is so damn stubborn. She refuses to admit that it's gross, even though she's having a hard time eating it. So she's like, here's this woman trying to cover up the fact that it's a disgusting kumquat, and she's doing it by eating it. That's hilarious, Adam. That's if that was on a TV show, you'd be laughing right now.
Wait, that was the funny story?
Yeah. My mom didn't believe me, and she went out and ate the kumquat, and it was really gross.
Okay, I see. That was not what I was envisioning. These kumquats that they're posting in the chat room look like an orange.
Yeah, that is a kumquat.
Oh. Now, obviously, I asked you if it has tomato-like seeds. There's not a tomato-like seed in an orange. That literally looks like little orange segments.
Well, I don't eat tomatoes. I don't know what you mean by tomato-like seeds. You were interrupting my funny kumquat story, and I was just trying to get rid of you in the most expedient way possible.
I see. I think I've seen little... Do they ever candy kumquats? And then slice them into little slivers? And
yeah, you have probably.
Candy kumquats, yeah, I mean, on they top do that, of like a tart?
Yeah, they do that with oranges and grapefruits and stuff, so why wouldn't they do that with kumquats? It's in the citrus family. I mean, the I don't know if you know this or not, but citrus trees are very hard to grow initially. Like, once they get growing, they're fine, but it's like you can't... It's hard to get an orange tree to grow or whatever. And so what they will do is they will graft oranges like on. So they'll take like a citrus stock that is growing and then they'll graft things onto it. So it's not uncommon here in Florida to have a tree that produces limes, tangerines, oranges, and grapefruit. Like it's because those four... Yeah. Things have been grafted onto the same citrus stock. And so you can have a tree that is a mix of those citrus things. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get a new drink.
Oh, a new drink. What are you going to get?
When I say new.
New to you.
It's going to be the same drink.
New to you.
But I've finished.
The Diet Mountain Dew.
So I'm going to go get another one. From the fridge, which is downstairs.
Downstairs.
So.
Downstairs. Oh, he's confused by his headphones. He's putting in a, hello, my friends. Today we see a podcaster get up and walk away from his day. Oh, he has tripped over a thing on the floor. Oh, poor podcaster. For those of you who don't watch TikTok, you have no idea who that is, but she's hilarious. I see from the She's Not Doing So Well Instagram page that they are in New York City having some fun. Can I turn the volume on this? Oh, the video has no sound. And then there's a, is this? You came around, now you wanna see what's going down. This is a picture of Jim and Anthony walking down the street. So I guess Anthony has now met up with them. All their videos to this point have not had the Miz with them. So it looks like now the Miz is with them walking down the street. Trying to tell me how you want my time. Trying to tell me how I'm on your mind. She's a flouncy girl. She's a very flouncy girl. It looks like yesterday they were at the...
I'm back.
30 Rock. Very touristy thing to do. Did we do that? Did we do 30 Rock when we were in New York City?
Maybe.
It would have been the top of the...
When you say, did we do 30 Rock? We...
Did we...
I remember did an we go ice up to drink.
The? No. Did we go to the top of 30 Rock, to the observation deck?
I don't think so.
Did we... Really?
Why I don't think we did.
Why were we at 30 Rock then?
I remember seeing an ice skating rink.
Well, yeah. That's just normal 30 Rock.
We went to the top.
Mark would know.
Well, are you saying you think we did and I don't remember?
I'm asking. I don't remember. I'm asking if we did or not.
I think we did.
What did we do when we were in New York City together?
I don't know.
You guys slept in a teardrop camper. And it was that little micro hotel weird thing. And then I don't remember what we did. We went to Central Park, right?
Let me pull up the spreadsheet.
Wow. I mean, I have photos. So I could go and look at my photos and see what we did. I know we were at 30 Rock.
I don't know what we did.
I know we were at 30 Rock at some point, but what year was that, Adam? Test your knowledge here.
Who knows? Who knows?
How many years ago do you believe
who,
it was?
Who knows?
That you and I and Mark.
Joe Batant, let me tell you. Joe Batant, and I expect to see who in the chat room any moment.
Mm-hmm. Any moment.
Said he was really bothered when Mark and I went to LA that Mark wanted such a, you know, detailed plan of things.
Yeah.
When I mentioned it to Joe, he's like, oh my God, yes. He's like, it was so difficult. Because I'm very laid back. I don't know. I just want to go to the place. Like, just the act
of going.
Of going. I don't need to do everything there is to do at that place.
Oh, you could write a book. You could sell a book called The Act of Going. That would be
the act of going. I enjoy
Adam Burns, The Act of Going.
Going places. I don't need to look. I don't need to check off some bucket list of I've got to do every fun thing in that place. No, I just want to go there.
Just want to go there.
Literally. When I don't know if you guys know that, but I lived in London. And look, I just did normal people shit.
Was our trip to Universal Studios before or after you and Mittens came?
Probably after.
So after. That was, we were already in 2016. You know that you and I went to Universal in 2016?
That's when you still liked me.
What are you talking about?
You're like, hey, let's hang out.
Adam, you live in Arkansas, but we hang out all the time.
That's true. I think it was before that.
Yeah, I'm going back. Oh, there's my trip to out to Scott's and Drew's.
You were still with Robert.
Yeah. There's a picture of Howard and Eunice and some C's candy.
Because Robert came with you.
Did he?
Yeah. I believe. I think so.
That almost never happened. Oh, you mean he was actually there? Oh, okay. I get what you were saying. No,
He joined you. I don't know about coming.
Oh, there's my trip. You, like, my trip with Dr. Wesley E. Pythagoras Stone was in 2015. I mean, that's when he came out to visit New York. So let's see. Oh, there's Lamont Cranston. There's me and Lamont Cranston at Gay Pride in New York City. That was the first time that I met Lamont.
Cyclone says London, Ontario. No, London, England. London, United Kingdom.
And when
I visited like a year ago.
Well, that's when I went and visited Tom and Terry in Chicago.
I did a little walk around where I used to live.
A walkabout? Reminisce. Oh, this is when Big Fatty came to visit, New York City.
I lived near the Gloucester Road station in London.
We're just having two.
You can look it up.
Okay, I believe you.
It's spelled Gloucester.
Yes,
Glouchester. I believe.
Yeah.
But it's Gloucester.
Gloucester.
Because I'm, I'm very in the know. I'm very, cosmopolitan.
Why?
I know how to pronounce that.
Well, why is it spelled so stupidly?
Because, you know, those British people. I mean.
No, I don't. I didn't live there like you.
Do you know, they say Worcester sauce.
Worcester sauce?
Worcester sauce for Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah.
Or however we say it. Yeah. I don't even know how we say it.
Worcestershire.
But they say Worcester sauce, right?
Why would
That's
they?
How they pronounce it. But it is spelled Worcestershire.
Did anyone in the chat room guess it was 2014? 2014, Adam. April 6th, 2014. Actually, the 4th, 5th, and 6th of 2014 is when we were in New York. And there we are at 30 Rock. We also met up with the Danberries, Brian and Kevin.
Seen a naked Danberry recently?
Yes, over on the Send Nudes channel.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm like, is that one of the Danberries? Well,
yeah.
He's just naked.
He is.
A naked Danbury.
they moved from Danbury. They're no longer in Danbury.
Well, whatever they are now.
They just bought a new house. It's in it's in another Berry. So now they're just the Berries. I don't know.
I didn't know he was uncut. You know, you can't tell that from eating dinner with someone.
No, not usually. No, no, that would.
I mean, I know now, but at the time
you had no idea. How would this have changed your dinner experience?
I don't think it would have. Oh, okay. Although I do love an uncut penis. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, just knowing that I was eating with an uncut penis would maybe make it more special. Mm-hmm. I seem to remember the restaurant. I feel like we were upstairs. I feel like there was an upstairs and a down. I could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
But I feel like there was an upstairs little section and we were at a round table. And I just have vague glimmers of memory of that dinner that we had with them. I don't know if you remember anything. Maybe you have photos.
I remember when we were upstairs when you and I were eating at Bar America. Bar American.
We weren't upstairs there. We were right inside the door down. There was not an upstairs.
There was an upstairs because I've eaten that upstairs.
That's the Bobby Flay restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. We waited at the bar.
Yeah.
And Mark had his first ever, to my knowledge, whatever that drink is that has the egg white in it.
Yes, soda cream.
Moscow Mule.
Okay. Not a Moscow Mule, but yes.
And we waited at the bar, and then our table, again, was a round table, a large round table.
Yeah.
Over near the door, and it was on the ground floor, not upstairs. We did not go upstairs.
Perhaps I went upstairs with somebody else, but I barely remember Mark being there. Was Robert there?
Yeah, I think so. Robert was on the trip, I believe.
I mean, he's in the pictures, but I honestly don't remember.
He was there.
I don't remember him being at the dinner. I mean, I don't have a picture of us eating at Bar America. I have very few pictures.
And I had the pork.
You did. Tragically, you had the pork chops.
As you would. Yeah. I mean, you know, at a steakhouse, why would you not have pork?
Yeah.
And then it was horrible, by the way. Don't anyone eat the pork at Bar American. Just telling you.
Horrible.
But whatever dessert that I had was really good.
Now, 2014 was also the year that we went and ate at Gordon Ramsay's place. So we were in New York at Bobby Flay's in January 2014, and then we were at Gordon Ramsay's in September 2014 in Vegas for Pride 48.
That would have been, what was the name of his restaurant?
It's just Gordon Ramsay's.
I can't remember. No, there's got to be a name.
Steak?
But,
it's just called Steak. It's just, I'm looking at the sign right here and it just says,
oh, is it called Steak? Okay.
Paris, Las Vegas.
Is it Gordon in Paris? Ramsay. It's in Paris, yeah, Paris, it's Paris or whatever. Yeah. I mean, he has multiple now. He has a burger place. I don't know if any of them have closed, but the last time I was there,
here's a picture. Here's a picture of also in 2014. That was the year that Auntie Vera came out to the Pride 48.
Now, as opposed to Auntie Scott.
Right, yeah. This is the first time that Auntie Vera came to Pride 48. This is August. No, wait, I'm sorry. This is 2015. Sorry, false alarm. That was 2015. This was your very first attempt at a YouTube channel happened in 2016, which was... All right, now start. Now do it.
Hey, I can't repeat it. I'm at Universal today, and...
Who are you talking to? You don't have your phone up in front.
Hey guys.
You were doing it before and you had your phone up.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
I'm at Universal today and I so want to post it on my diary for all of you guys to watch. It's going to be so fabulous. But it's just been a really long day and you're going to love it. So just subscribe to my channel and I'm going to post videos every day. Okay, bye everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's full fun. Good times.
That's the one where you peed in the bathtub. Probably that night.
I Uh-oh, wait, what is this? What is this? Joe in Dallas has missed the Daniel experience at Pride 48.
I thought everyone got the Daniel experience.
I don't know what the Daniel experience is. I won't be ignored, Dan. Daniel,
Joe Zubia can tell you what the Daniel experience is.
Who haven't you gone up? Oh, I see. I was not following the witty.
Hey, Joe, ask Joe Zubia what the Daniel experience is. He'll tell you.
Daniel, why haven't you?
There's a.
No, who haven't you gone upstairs with? It was what Auntie Scott said in the chat room. I have not gone upstairs with most people.
Do you think if we compared notes on who you and I had experienced at Pride 48 events, whose list would be longer?
I feel like if you were to ask people, I feel like that they would think that yours was. But the reality of the situation is, unless I'm missing something, I think mine is considerably longer than yours.
Wow. We've never compared. So I don't.
Let's see. Hold on. I gotta count here. I gotta count. Five?
I can only count four.
Ah, okay. So it's not considerably longer than yours. It's just
and we have one overlap.
Do we?
Well, that I know of.
I don't know who that is. We'll have to talk when we're not recording, because now I need to know who the overlap was. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say I don't even know of four of yours. I know of two of them. Yeah. Oh, it was Fatty. Yeah, you're right. That's what it was. Is Fatty the overlap?
No. Oh, no. You know what? I haven't even touched his balls. Look, I know that most people have, and he prides himself in people coming up and rubbing, you know, for good luck or whatever, the ball sack. I have not done that. Well, again, I'm just like, no, I can't. I can't. But
I wish I could see their faces right now.
Whose faces?
Yeah, whose faces? Joe in Dallas is listening on Pride 48, so it's going to be like another 8 seconds or so before he even gets that.
That's what happens, Dan. I mean, look, Discord is basically like...
No, I'm fine. I'm just saying I should not expect an answer back from... It's fine. I wasn't complaining. I was just pointing out.
So I can bleep out all your profanity before it gets to the air. You know?
Yeah, that's because you downloaded that beta software that you never use.
Oh, nope. Nope. It was, when are you going to download that? Are you not going to? Do you have no desire to upgrade your software, your firmware?
I'm not going to do it in beta. I use,
why not?
Because
What's it going to hurt? This is your production setup. Like, well, I mean,
I work from home. This is my, if this goes out, then I have to go back to like a USB headset or something.
Oh my God. The humanity.
I
also work from home and everything has been fine.
Everything's been fine. Except this, it's not working. Just doesn't sound like a beep from here. That's weird.
I don't know. And
all right, are we done? Are we done with the chat room?
Well, I don't know. Are we done?
Well, no. I want to talk to you, but
You want to talk? Why? Because you want to know, though.
Now I need to know. I need to know who we're talking about here. This is new information.
I don't know.
Got to investigate. I have to investigate.
Oh, Joe says he didn't touch them because it's like, hold up a piece of paper. Oh, well, I don't have a pen. I don't have a pen.
We do have our own chat here in Zoom.
We do have our own chat.
We have our own chat.
It was Okay, it was this person.
Waiting to see.
I know this is an overlap.
Oh, I did not know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple of times, multiple times. Well, for me, anyway. Oh,
well, good for you. It was very enjoyable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Yeah. I will say that.
I mean, I'm still done with the chat room, but...
Daniel is over the chat room.
I'm not over the chat room. I'm just saying that we're winding down, right? We're not, we got nothing to talk about.
It's
here.
2 a.m. for Daniel, and he's,
Oh, Auntie Scott, why you gotta be that way? Why you gotta be that way?
Hey guys, it's your boy, Adam.
Hi.
I basically sounded the same in that video, just a little higher pitched.
Hey, Auntie Vera, excuse me, Auntie Scott, do you know what a J cut is?
You know, and if you don't tell me who, I will not be your friend. Why do you even care who, Auntie Scott? You don't like sex.
It's not that. He just doesn't like to talk about sex.
I mean, sorry, you don't like to talk about, well, I don't know. I'm not sure that he likes sex.
I don't know. But he works the word butt and finger into every song that he makes up. It's just like, he could be like, I love America because I have a finger in my butt.
What, you want us to email you the name? Is that what you want? It's very secret. We didn't do it at the same time.
Yeah, it wasn't the same time kind of a thing.
Like, we didn't, you know, pull a train or anything like that.
It was Drew. All right, it was Drew. It was Drew.
You know, back in the day, when I was a little bit younger, I was not as, you know, as pure as the white-driven snow as I am now. And I don't even remember all of the people I've had sex with over my life. So there may be more overlap. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't remember. It's all a blur.
I mean, Auntie Scott's the same way. He used to go to bathhouses all the time.
But
I'm sure he couldn't count.
I'm glad you've never stopped, Auntie Scott, because I would like for you to get, you know, to be satisfied. I want everyone to be satisfied.
Just like in Hamilton?
I don't know.
That was a song that was from Hamilton. It's called Satisfied. Tomorrow we're going to a restaurant, Adam. I should have talked about this. We're going to a restaurant that someone suggested is a local steakhouse. It's a little boutique steakhouse. It's called Donovan's Modern American Meatery. But cool. I'm very excited because
I've not heard of that.
We haven't gone to a new restaurant. Like, we've gone to restaurants, you know, that we've eaten at.
Yeah.
Before. This will be our first new restaurant in a long time. So.
We went to a new restaurant last weekend. Called the Old Post Office or the Old Post House.
I think the Post Office. Yeah.
I think it's the Old Post Office in Fayetteville last week, but it was not anything to write home about. I mean, it was okay.
I feel like you do that though, Adam. I feel like you won't allow yourself to just be happy. You've always got to find something.
I can see what you're saying, but I think we've had lots of really good food in the course of Mark and I doing a restaurant every single week.
Yes.
But
then check your email.
This one does not rank. Oh, did you already email him?
Yeah, I already emailed him.
Oh, look at that. Don't say it out. Don't say it in the chat room, though. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
I'm not going to say anything in the chat room.
No, I'm saying Auntie Scott, don't. No. Like blurted out in the chat room, but not that it probably matters either way. I don't know what I was saying, but anyway, no, I would say though, I can see your point.
Yes.
And I'm not going to, you know, negate your point, or I can't think of the words that I'm trying to look for, but
Yes, it was Brenda Boo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Brenda Boo.
That's why we won that contest where we drew her vagina.
You got us. You got us. Yeah.
Was there a contest like that? Wasn't there some weird fucking thing with Brenda Boo's vagina at a Pride 48?
No, I don't know. But can I say something about vaginas?
What?
I've seen a lot of female to male nakedness recently.
Okay.
On Twitter and other places.
So trans men.
Yes.
Yes.
And it looks like a little penis. So what I want to say is the clitoris really just a penis that's a little bit smaller?
I mean, Adam, we're all built from the same building blocks as we are formed, you know, from a fetus into
clitoris is a penis.
At a certain point in time in the pregnancy process, a hormone dictates, you know, what direction the genitals will take, whether they will present female or present male, but they are basically the same. What we have as testicles in women become ovaries. It's like, it's the same kind of, the things all while we're in the womb there, it makes that decision as to which way it's going to go.
I was shocked.
I tell you.
I'm like, oh my God.
Oh.
That is basically a penis.
I was like, Becky? Now, oh my God.
I realize they're taking testosterone or whatever, and it's making things bigger. But I never realized.
Actually, usually people that take estrogen have things get bigger, but go ahead.
I never realized that it was basically a little penis. That women basically have a little penis hanging there. It blew my mind.
Uh-huh.
That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Scott has replied to the email with new information.
Am I on this email?
No, I didn't send it to both of you. I just sent it to Scott.
Okay. Well, then I don't get to see what the replies were or anything.
This is a great, I think this show is going great, Adam. I think it's not a show.
This is post.
It's post.
This is all gravy.
It's all post. I can do this. I can show you.
It's all gravy. Oh, I can't see that. Wait.
You can't read that? Small. Do I need to?
Well, I had it small. I'm okay. How dare you? Look, it wasn't a brag. It's not like we were saying, oh my God, we're so hot. Mm-hmm. We're so hot, you know, that we bagged. We were just saying, who did we overlap on? That's all. Mm-hmm. It's not like, mm-hmm. I mean, why did you have to make it all about that? Why did you have to be like, oh, well, it's not like you or Daniel are hot. I mean,
that's not what he was saying at all. Why would you get this as a takeaway?
That's what he said.
Oh,
he
said, geez, crazy.
He said, well, that person will sleep with anybody.
That's not what he said at all.
Basically.
And how dare you say that about me? I do have, they're very low standards, but I do have them. I do have, I mean, I will.
I feel like that was.
The line at a pulse. I feel like you have to have, that is a deal breaker for me. You got to have a pulse. Or
that was the gist of the email. Also, yes, I agree. I am an equal opportunity hoe, or have been in my past. I like men, you know, if you're a man, you probably qualify.
I believe the point he was trying
Unless
to make,
gross.
The point he was trying to make is that people all have a type, and clearly this person's type is podcaster. That was the only point he was trying to make.
Yeah. I would say the three of us,
we have no physical characteristics in common.
None of the three of us. No. I mean, we're. You know, Auntie Scott is in his 60s. You're in your 50s. I'm in my 40s.
Right.
So we're not in the same age range.
Right. But we all did do stingers for Pride 48. Maybe that's the key.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's the key.
Could be. It could. I just thought I was cute, you know, but maybe he just liked the power. Maybe he was going towards the podcasting power.
I don't know. I mean, the two things, by the way, the two things don't have to be mutually exclusive. He could think you're cute and also be attracted to podcasters.
Also, I would like to point out, and Auntie Scott said, I won't say what Auntie Scott said in his email, but he was self-deprecating. I'll just say this.
Yes.
It was a self-deprecating email. And what I will say is.
What will you say?
I'm going to say it right now.
You're going to say it right now?
I am.
Do you need any kind of preamble? Do you need anything before you say it?
No, I don't.
Do I need to? And now, ladies and gentlemen, Adam Burns will say it.
I don't. I'm good. I'm going to say it right now.
Right now? Like not 10 seconds from now, but like right now.
I'm preparing my thoughts. I think there is no such thing.
Timing, Adam. Timing. Timing is the important part of comedy there. That's
there is no such thing as a hot person because everyone has different types. And so we are all hot to someone. Right. So when I was, when I was 20-something.
But then, you know what, Adam, but then there's exceptions to that. I mean, there's Brad Pitt from Thelma and Louise. I don't think any gay man alive would think that Brad Pitt from Thelma and Louise wasn't hot.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there are men who prefer a different type of man.
It doesn't matter whether they prefer. I'm saying they would still acknowledge, yes, that is an attractive man.
I'm just saying we all have different types, and what we all have to learn is you should never be down on yourself because you are somebody's type.
Right. And maybe this person just enjoys people that can make him laugh, which doesn't explain why I'm in that list, but maybe that's it.
Well, we could say enjoys voiceover artists, but only one of us is a voiceover artist. So we don't really overlap there.
That's true. Maybe he was starting his own podcast. he was recording us. Like maybe he was recording us.
Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. The world may
never
know.
I don't really care why this person was attracted to me. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Why would it matter?
It was an experience.
He's a hot man. I was very attracted to him, so that didn't matter to me. It was like, yay. Anyway, I think it's time to go, Adam. I think it is time to, now it's time.
Auntie Scott, you are a prize, first of all, to Drew.
To say goodbye.
And so I mean, I would say, there is at least one person in the world that you are a prize to, but I bet it's a lot more than that.
To all our company.
We all have to realize that we're all different.
There
are always people who are going to be attracted to us.
See you next week. K-E-Y.
Daniel's sleepy, so I guess we're going.
Why? Because we love you. M-O-U-S-E.
Should I hang up?
Yes.
Okay, chat room.
Good night, chat room.
It's been fun. We love you. I don't know if Daniel's already hung up from Discord, but I'm going to now.
Yeah, I'm off Discord.
If I can find it.